Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men Bite Size ahead of our fan interactive show at 9 p.m. on YouTube. I'm here to bring you the headline stories around Liverpool Football Club for today. So I'll be discussing with you James Maddison, Rodrigo Bentancur, Christian Pulisic and Mohamed Kudus on the live show later on this evening. I will also be ranking the chances of Liverpool signing each one of the players that we've been linked with over the last couple of weeks, and I'll be going heavy on an Enzo Fernandez stats review. But main headlines for you, so as mentioned, Maddison, Bentancur, Pulisic and Kudus. So let's start then with James Maddison. I'm reading from a translated website, so bear with me here. Fishages.net, I don't know, I'm really sorry, suggesting that Leicester City have set a price of €60 million for James Maddison. His contract runs out in 2024, and they're saying that Newcastle, Liverpool and Arsenal are all interested in James Maddison. So yeah, €60 million. So Newcastle was close to closing its incorporation in the last summer transfer market, and we'll try again in winter. What that translates to is Newcastle tried to sign him in the summer and we'll try again this winter. Liverpool is targeting him to renovate its steering wheel zone. Engine room? Maybe? Not sure, despite having several names on the agenda, such as Jude Bellingham and Enzo Fernandez. So, reading between the lines here, I'm making stuff up because the lines don't make sense. They've suggested that Liverpool are in for James Maddison. Now, this is a player that, look, a lot of people like James Maddison. I think his time for a move to a big club is probably past, if I'm being frank. And that's no slight on James Maddison. But I think if he was going to move, he'd already have moved to a bigger club maybe 1 or 2 years ago. I can't imagine that even if he's available for €60 million, so what, 50 to 55 million quid, something like that, that Liverpool would be interested in him. Even with the injury problems that we've had so far this season, because for me, Maddison's best position is in the centre, in a 10 type of position, and we just don't have that available. Now, we've got injuries, of course, to Luis Diaz and Diogo Jota, which is going to mean that Darwin Núñez is going to have to play on the left-hand side. Firmino's going to probably play centre-forward, and Salah will play off the right-hand side. So how does Maddison coming in help us in this situation? I just think it's a load of baloney, for want of a better word. So I can't imagine that James Maddison coming into Anfield is something we should expect to see over the next few weeks, I suppose. The next story is Rodrigo Bentancur. Spurs, Rodrigo Bentancur, I should say. So crack Deportivo, great, are reporting that Liverpool are interested in him. So after having surprised in mouth and leaving for Juventus again, I'm sorry, translated website, before his passage through Tottenham, Bentancur now it is desired by the Real Madrid, Liverpool and Manchester United. So he surprised his former team, moved to Juventus and then went to Tottenham Hotspur. The article is talking about him potentially going back home, but the same Real Madrid and Liverpool and Manchester United are interested in him. Again, Rodrigo Bentancur is a player that's very, very good for a start, but one that I do not think Liverpool will be signing anytime soon because he plays for Tottenham Hotspur. And I just don't think that Tottenham are going to sell to us. And if they are going to sell to us, it's going to be for loads more money than he's worth. And so I think we can just draw a line through Bentancur's name and say, you know what, this guy is not going to be playing for Liverpool Football Club anytime soon. So we'll move on to the next story. And this one is Christian Pulisic is wanted across Europe ahead of January transfer window. And this one's from 90min.com. Or 90min.com. So a number of teams across Europe are keen to sign Chelsea's Christian Pulisic on loan in January. 90min understands. But the Blues are divided over the Americans' next move. They go on to talk about him struggling for minutes under Graham Potter. And sources have confirmed to 90min that both Newcastle and Liverpool are interested in a January loan deal. But Chelsea are reluctant to bolster a Premier League rival and prefer to send the 24-year-old overseas. Plenty of interest across Europe, AC Milan and Inter Milan. Atletico Madrid, Borussia Dortmund. But none of them could actually match Pulisic's enormous wages in full. So, this one for me is probably a little bit more believable. Now, I don't think that Chelsea will sell him to Liverpool. I don't think that, certainly don't think that Chelsea will loan him to Liverpool for the end of the season. But him as a player fits the profile of player that we've got injured at the moment. Plays from the left-hand side, likes to cut in, likes to try and score goals, plays well against Liverpool every time he bloody takes to the field. So I can imagine that Liverpool are exploring this option. And if it's down to money with their new owners, maybe it's something that Liverpool could exploit. But much like the Tottenham Hotspur ones, I don't imagine this will get over the line. But I actually believe that Liverpool are interested in him. We've been interested in him in the past. Klopp's certainly liked him. We've obviously got American owners. All that stuff that we've said over the last few years, whenever Christian Pulisic has been linked to Liverpool, rings true for me still. And as such, that's why I think Liverpool are probably keeping their eye on him. Whether that means we'll sign him, I don't think we will. I just don't think that Chelsea right now would look to strengthen Liverpool in any way, shape or form. And I think that's fair enough, isn't it? You know, we wouldn't want to do the same for them. They're definitely not going to want to do it for us. So let's not waste any more time on this. And let's just say, lads, we're probably not going to get Pulisic from Chelsea. Final story for this show then. Fabrizio Romano is saying that Liverpool were excited with Mohamed Kudus and they've sent scouts to watch him in the past. So Romano has given us information on whether Liverpool could move for Ajax's Mohamed Kudus, who obviously scored against us in the Champions League, with the attacking midfielder keen to move to England. Kudus has been in great form so far, and 10 in 21, includes the goal against Liverpool and Rangers in the Champions League. So just going to go down the story a little bit. On December the 1st, Team Talk exclusively revealed Liverpool to be one of four English sides interested in taking Kudus on board, along with Arsenal, Tottenham and Newcastle. But during an interview with Caught Offside, transfer expert Romano has confirmed Liverpool sent scouts to watch the forward in action. However, Romano is unsure whether Liverpool would submit a bid for Kudus next summer. That's because their focus is currently on Jude Bellingham. And I quote here, Mohamed Kudus dreams of Premier League football since a long time. He'd love to play in the Premier League, the journalist declared. He was close to Everton last summer, but then Ajax made the deal collapse after selling Anthony to Manchester United. Liverpool have sent their scouts to follow Kudus already months ago on investments we will see in the summer because at the moment Jude Bellingham is their only summer target. So there you go. A player that clearly has caught Liverpool's eye, a player that Liverpool have sent scouts to see. I'm sure Liverpool have sent scouts to see loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of players over the last few years and stuff. So it doesn't surprise me that we've sent out scouts to see Kudus. He stuck out like a sore thumb when we played Ajax. I thought he was really good against us. Again, if it's a move in the summer, is it an area of the field right now that Liverpool would consider moving for in the summer? Potentially, but midfield's got to be the place where we strengthen first and foremost, surely. I mean, I could understand us doing something temporary in the January transfer window if we're still trying to get maybe the likes of Enzo Fernandez and Jude Bellingham in the summer. I'd personally like to see someone come in the January transfer window to kick us on. In the same way that Luis Diaz was able to give the squad a bit of a lift last time around, you know, force us to be better. We just got better when Luis Diaz came in. I'd like to see someone come in and give the players a lift, push them on to that top four, push them on deep in these other competitions, Champions League, FA Cup, Carabao Cup, etc, etc. Will it be Kudos? I very much doubt it. I think the priority right now, clearly, as Romano has stated, is Jude Bellingham. If we can get him over the line, then he might be a draw to other players. And that, for me, is probably the most important thing now. If we can get Jude Bellingham sorted, you could have 10 years, maybe even 15 years out of Jude Bellingham. He's that young at 19 years old. So that's got to be the priority. All these other ones, especially the ones that I've spoken about today, don't feel real. But I accept that Kudos has been a transfer target in the past and could potentially be a transfer target if the price was right in the summer. But everything else probably has to fit in place for me before that's made. So there you go. That's Bite Size. 9 o'clock Tuesday evening, I'll be live doing the fan interactive show. So if you want more and you want to get involved yourself, then join us for that one. And it's going to be an hour-long live stream. We're doing it Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m, changing the host pretty much every single day. It's been really good fun. But there you go, that's the headlines on Red Men Bite Size.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.